This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. An 11-year-old U.S. girl is describing how she survived the Texas elementary school shooting as Congress heard a second day of gut-wrenching testimony about America's gun violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Fourth grader Mia Cirillo smeared a friend's blood on herself and stayed quiet to avoid getting shot in Uvalde. In a pre-recorded video played at a house hearing, she told her dad she doesn't feel safe at school.
Why not?
I don't want it to happen again.
Kimberly Rubio's 10-year-old girl was killed in Uvalde. More moms will know her pain.
Unless we act now.
The testimony came as lawmakers try to reach a bipartisan gun safety deal. But even amid the emotional testimony, the partisan divide was clear, from Democrat Carolyn Maloney calling for an assault rifle ban.
These weapons have no place in our communities.
To Republican James Comer.
Knee-jerk reactions to impose gun control policies that seek to curtail our constitutional right to bear arms are not the answer.
Several Republicans say hardening schools is the answer. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian forces are now largely in control of the key eastern Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk after fierce fighting, the region's governor said Wednesday. The strategic city has become the focus of Russia's offensive as it seeks to seize an eastern swath of Ukraine after being repelled from other parts of the country. The industrial zone is... Moscow's forces, quote, control a large part of Severodonetsk. The industrial zone is still ours. There are no Russians there, the governor of the Luhansk region, which includes the city, said on Telegram. Find more at